unlike yesterday where I jacked that up. Coming up on TPS. TPS. Oh my gosh. TPS. Coming up on TMS, UPS man biffed it.
Stump Daryl.
Sticky pill spill.
How much is that Cheeto?
The Bieber punishment.
The naked carpenter.
Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
You know, I've been able to read some of my favorite cooking magazines online. I've even gotten some great gardening tips, too.
No wonder you guys are always so busy on the computer.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream. Welcome to day one of the end of the world.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. Brian's got his fidget widget, or I forget what they're called. What's it called?
Fidget Revolution.
Fidget Revolution. Fidget in your hand. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to that? Weren't we getting some that looked like it had buttons and joysticks on it? Or you got one of those, right?
Oh, well, the fidget cube.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. All sorts of buttons and knobs and switches.
It's not from the same dude, is it?
No. This one was a Kickstarter.
I want that dude to make a version of that because I like his quiet attempt. Yeah, see, the noises would kill me.
Yeah.
It's bad for some podcasters. Of
the, the little D-pad, that's the best one right there, that little... It's a little D-pad.
Mm-hmm.
Moves all around. Super silent.
I would call that not a D-pad. I would call that an analog stick, wouldn't you?
Oh, analog stick. Yes, I'm sorry. D-pad is the plus-shaped one.
Yeah, where you go right, left, left, up, down, A, B.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. I was getting my...
I'll tell you what, though. Yeah. I'd take a D-pad on there, too.
Oh, yeah. A D-pad would be cool. Yeah.
Maybe I'd just get a controller and play with it. Maybe
speaking of D-pads...
Yeah? Uh-oh. I don't want to know what that means, but yes, go on.
No, it just dawned on me that you could call douchebag gamers D-pads instead of D-bags. Oh, that guy's a total D-pad. But I sent over our work to you, you and Andrew, about the new T-shirt
featuring
your
awesome
artwork on the back and a little bit of my artwork on the front.
Mm-hmm.
For the Jazzness thing.
Yeah, it looks great.
Oh my God, look, it came out so good.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Have you seen a printed shirt or is that just the...
No, getting those Monday. That's the proof that I had to approve. And boy, did I approve it.
Yeah, there's some approving going on.
It is approved.
It looks really good. I want to see that on people's backs. So yes. Coming soon to a back near you. Hey, what's going on, everybody? We're here. We're doing it. We're having a show and we're glad to be here. It's The Morning Stream. It's Wednesday, the 8th of February, 2017. Oh, can't breathe. And we're all hanging out, having a deal. And later, Nicole and Tom and all that. So just sit tight, enjoy yourselves. And that's all coming up. We're stumping Daryl today as well.
Yeah.
So that'll
all
be
that's
fun.
Happening. It's help. It's happening.
It's all kind of the usual stuff. Mm-hmm. I got a note here I'd like to mention.
Okay.
Last night, I was expecting a UPS package. In fact, it brought, where is it? Oh, it's on the desk over there. I got this super cool deal on an additional camera from Logitech so that I can get some multi-camera stuff going. So,
oh, nice.
So I was waiting for that, and I thought, oh, this would be good. It'll be here before 8 is all I knew. And lo and behold, 5:30, bing bong, I hear the door ring. So I go running over there.
You sure it wasn't Trump during on the campaign trail?
No, it was not. But okay. I know of. And by the way, can I just let me insert a quick disclaimer?
Sure.
Brian making that joke just now, people, is not us talking about politics.
No, it's definitely
okay.
Not.
We need to have a clear idea of what that is. Sometimes we do it with jury. For the most part, I try to stay away from it. What you just did does not constitute politics.
No, definitely not.
But we'll still hear from people who say it is. I just want to get that out there.
Really?
Oh yeah. I've been getting this lately like crazy.
You mentioned the five-letter word.
All you have to do is mention you live in the same universe as somebody who holds office of any kind, and you're somehow being political. And I think that okay. is a broad definition, folks. Quit doing that.
Oh, don't say broad.
Now, see, I've done it again. We're going to get emails about the. I'm going to start calling them dames. Instead of broads. Anyway, so here's the deal. I hear the doorbell, and it's actually not bing bong. It's Meep, 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 meep.
Oh no! Do you guys really? You have a little song playing doorbell?
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it.
Like Jennifer and WKRP.
Yeah, but it's only
remember
one.
That was like the whole big. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It's only really... one song though. It's it. That's all I have. So I think hers had multiple. Like
oh,
when
it
I
just said, dun da 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 dun da 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 dun da 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 dun. It was Fly Me to the Moon.
Right, but in my home, my childhood home, we had a programmable one, and you could put different tunes in it.
Oh yeah, okay.
And this one won't. Ours just does the bing bong, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong, and that's it. It sucks. Anyway, so that thing's going off, and you can hear it throughout the house because it's on the speaker things.
Right,
that's one of those deals. And the door rings, and I run upstairs to see if I can grab it. I don't know if I'm going to have to sign. I'd probably not have to sign. It's like a small package, no big deal. I get up there, and what I see is the thing I always see, which is a giant brown truck parked out in front of the house. And usually what I will see is either the guy just getting back into his seat waving mm-hmm. or jogging down the grass. And I always like to open the door and go, thanks, or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You and I, it's a very similar thing. I think we have it's a weird special relationship we have with our UPS driver and our mail carrier.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like... oh my God, another freaking nerd block or, oh geez, loot crate, what the hell? And you know, it's, you know, like they basically look in the back of the UPS truck and there's like a little section reserved for you and I.
Yeah, that's how it feels. It feels like a special symbiotic kind of relationship that happens almost right. daily. So he's actually in the process of running back to his truck. It's a different driver than I'm used to seeing, but that's fine. I, you know, whatever. There's a guy substituting or maybe someone's sick or whatever, but he's running back to his truck, and here's what I see in what felt like slow motion. He trips on his own feet.
Oh, no.
Okay, so like tripped on his own foot and lurched forward and landed. Now, the snow has melted inexplicably because of the weird warm couple of days we're having before we get new snow. So all the snow has melted, so all it is kind of ratty brown grass that's been sitting under snow all winter. And he trips, and he falls face first into the grass. Like just biffs it, and his little aww. He has his little board with him
at
that he rides on.
At least it was the grass.
Yeah, no, it's just the grass, not the cement. And it and his board goes flying out ahead of him, and I hear him yell what I think was supposed to be the F word.
Uh huh.
But instead, it sounded like I'm going to try to replicate it. And this isn't okay. You don't have to cover anyone's ears, everybody. This is me saying a different word than the F word.
ASFW. Yeah. Almost safe for work.
Yeah, it's pretty safe for work because it's not the F word.
Mostly safe for work.
It's not really it's not really the F word, but this is what I hear, and I'll try to stand back so I don't blow your ears out. Okay, so here you go.
Okay.
I hear him go boom, and then I hear him go fuck. F-A-F-A-C-C-C-K is the spelling. And he yelled.
It sounded like, you know, you really just did sound like you're from Boston and you're using the true F-bomb.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was dealing with. Maybe he is a Bostonian. That was actually a thought of mine. So he drops this big pseudo F-bomb.
Minnesota. That's what it is, not Boston.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, though, because Minnesota, you either talk like Mr. Lundegaard or you talk like, I don't know. Steve Buscemi or something. There's right, no right. in between. But anyway, that was a hoot, and I felt both bad and okay at the same time because I was laughing a little bit, and he was laughing when he got up, so he wasn't hurt or anything. But he gets up, kind of brushes himself off, waves to me. I wave back. I go, "Are you okay?" And he goes, "Yep." And gets in his thing and drives off. So I'll tell you what Brown did for me last night. Brown brought me a package that I needed and a show. Uh-huh. He gave me a little show. And it was fantastic. Anyway, nice. Just wanted to share that nice. With you. Sad day, though. Richard Hatch died yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Actor who
the
played...
original Starbuck.
Apollo.
Apollo. Oops, sorry. Yep. The original Apollo.
he was...
I gotta admit, I remember watching those shows when I was a little kid. I have not gone back to them.
Dirk Benedict is your your original Apollo.
Right.
Yeah,
your
and he's still around as far as I know. And I don't know if he's said anything, although a lot of his other co-stars and stuff have said things, but... he went on to do some other stuff, specifically came back to the BSG universe in the reimagined show in the
Zarek,
early aughts.
Right?
Tom Zarek, yep.
Yeah. And at least I remember that character name. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well done. And he was great in that. And then I saw him at every con I ever went to. He was just always there signing stuff and talking to fans. Salt Lake Comic Con, FanX. He was at the Star Trek con for some reason that you and I were at. I don't remember why he was there. But then again, that had that other guy from James Bond, the Jaws guy. He was there. Remember that?
Richard Kiel, riding around on his Rascal.
Yep, sitting there not signing anything, sadly. Remember that? It was a real sad day.
Oh, I know. Like, nobody was coming up to his table.
Yeah.
I can't remember, if he was... he had it was like a price. It was like $40 or something to get your picture taken with Richard Kiel. And
yeah, it didn't happen. Yeah. But those two Richards.
No longer with us.
Nope.
Major health issues, that poor guy.
Yeah, he was born with them, so he probably dealt with that stuff his entire life. But yeah. I don't know. By all accounts, Richard Hatch seemed like he was probably a really super nice guy, and everybody really liked him. And the new BSG crew were all really nice about him and stuff. He was 71 years old. Died after a long illness. Does not specify what. His last post on Twitter. I always look at these. Is that weird that I do that? That I always
look at. You look at what?
Somebody's last post on Twitter.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting one.
Is that weird to do? Is it creepy that I do that?
It's you want to look for some sort of, the one from Nimoy.
Mm.
I think it was posted either posthumously or posted by somebody while he was on his deathbed. That one set the gold standard for great final tweets.
Sure. It's
what was his final tweet?
His was, let me find it here real quick. Here he is. Okay. I can't remember because it was... Okay, here we go. There's a family statement from the Hatch family. But before that, it was two retweets. And before that, it was February 6th. Oh, no, that's somebody else. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. February 5th, Richard Hatch. Walking down memory lane again with Richard here. This time with his third appearance on Circus of the Stars. And then there's a link... That takes you to, who's Richard? Oh, someone was talking. Oh, you know what? That's him. They're talking about him. All right. So it must have been while he was sick. Okay. Let's see. I'm skipping back down here. I can't find the one I found. Oh, I know what it was. It was just this one. BTS pick from the postscript read through of Blade of Honor. And it's just him doing a read through on a script somewhere. And that's what weirds me out. You're around a table. You're doing a thing. You're working away, and 2 weeks later, you're not alive anymore. That's just crazy to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's death, man. Death is weird.
Death is death. You know, I actually own the Twitter account, The Final Tweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I was going to use it as a joke for a while as like putting up what would have been famous people's final tweets if Twitter was around when they were around.
It says right here, your last post was May 15th, 2009.
It's really been that long.
Yep, and it says ugh, pipes backed up again, but called plumber, so should be here soon. Well, it says you did. Are these retweets?
I wonder if it's the wrong. Is it final tweet?
It says the final tweet says Brian Ibbett in the name.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely, huh?
And it says it follows you.
Well, good.
This has got to be it.
Bowser said it.
Oh, so these are just retweets you did?
No. So I made up. So like if Bowser were a real person, right, from Mario, his last tweet would have been, the pipes are backed up again. I called the plumber, so they should be here soon.
Okay, I get it now.
Okay.
So this isn't like... You're
I'm not really retweeting real people.
Right, I get it now. Casper the Friendly Kid, hey, anyone smell natural gas? This isn't bad. This is all right.
If only I would have done more than six of them, though. It would have been a fun series to do, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. Here's a good one. Stormtrooper 1138. My manager won't say what happened to the last one, but happy to finally have a job on the new Death Star 2. how about this one? King Kong. Is a retweet from King Kong. I think if I hold on to the building with my right hand, I might be able to reach those airplanes better. Dude, this is great. I didn't know you did this.
I need to resurrect this.
Did you make the bird?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You should resurrect it. May 15th of 2009, you did six of these, and then you never did them again.
I never did it again. It was a great idea for one day.
For a hot 5 minutes or something.
All right.
That's really great. I'm glad that we found this. Richard Hatch, you just keep on giving, even in death. Richard Hatch keeps on giving.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. Daryl time. What do you say to that? You like that idea?
Yes, bring on the Daryl.
I meant to text him this already, and I haven't done it yet, so I'm going to do it right now. Hold on, Daryl. Hold on to your butt, buddy. It's coming right now. Coming at you.
Oh, Pops and Recline, should I do a tweet from Barb from Stranger Things?
Oh, you should. Oh. That'd be a sad one, wouldn't it? A little bit.
I think I'll skip swim practice and go hang out with.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I just want to think and be by myself and hang out by the pool.
Right, exactly.
No spoilers, everyone. But
no, come on. If you haven't seen it by now, what's the matter?
Well, yeah. Like I would say, if you haven't seen Stranger Things by now, you're doing yourselves a disservice. And with two right around the corner, what are you waiting for? Hello, Daryl. What's going on?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. Where are you?
Same place I usually am.
Oh, you're at work today? Okay, so the snow wasn't too bad today then, yeah?
No, it was pretty much gone yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Instead of the usual yellow sticky note, I think we've got snow. I think he's covered by snow.
That or it's like a finger or a thumb or something?
No, I think it's like a piece of white
tape.
Oh, tape. I was going to say it'd be like a piece of white paper.
All right. It's freaky. It's like the cover of the Human Centipede where it's like...
If you saw the shadow of somebody in there, it'd be perfect.
Yeah. That's weird. All right.
Oh, no, that's weird. Oh, is that just scotch tape?
Wow. That's
yeah. Trying to see through it. Interesting.
That's fancy stuff, Daryl, with some transparent tape. It really is creepy. I feel like I'm looking at like a witness protection room or something. I don't like it.
We've disguised the voice of the... of the witness to protect his identity.
Hey, quick tip to listeners. That was also not political what Brian said. I know it's easy to hear things and go, oh, I wonder if that's political. I promise that wasn't either. I might even say the word White House today. That also
what?
Won't
witness
be political.
Witness protection program? That's okay. A whole different, that's not.
That's got something to do with the government. I'm not saying you're being political. I'm saying people think everything is political. They think everything you say is a political thing or can be taken that way. Like all I had to do.
Don't think my mention of Barb earlier was a reference to Barbara Bush.
No, I know. You could have said the Quaker Oats man, and I would have thought maybe you were talking about Barbara Bush. But I said, did you see that thing about the Bushes at the Super Bowl that they look like Barnacle Boy and Mermaid Man?
No,
I was dying. I was dying. It was
really funny, but mean.
It was a little mean. I didn't think it was very nice. I kind of like the old Bushes. But anyway, the point is, anything can be taken politically. I said yesterday that that I really like a ripe, sweet orange. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, it may have been a joke, but like I was making pot shots at Trump again because he's orange. Jeez. So what do you expect? All right, we have a listener who has called into the line already. That was fast.
Oh,
and
wow.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Lewis from New Jersey.
Well, hello, Lewis from New Jersey.
Lewis.
What's going on? What part of New Jersey are you from?
I am Northwest New Jersey, so like the woods part, not the weird city part.
All right, that's cool. I bet they say that you're the weird woods part. That's probably what they say in the city.
They definitely do.
All right.
They definitely do. We're the hillbillies up here.
That's cool. I like nice. I'm trying to think. I saw a movie or a TV show or something where... Oh, I know what it was. It was in You're the Woods, where in The Sopranos, they killed some people out in the woods.
Oh, that great episode with
probably
Polly and...
Yeah.
Yeah, they go into the woods, right.
To get to whatever.
Actually, other fun fact about up here where I live, the Friday the 13th movies, the first like three were filmed like 20 minutes away from where I live.
Oh, no way.
Oh, really?
That's
so
cool.
Camp Crystal Lake is near.
Did you
it's a fully functioning summer camp.
Wow.
In Blairstown, New Jersey.
Really?
Oh, that's horrible. Yep. Those poor kids. It's like, oh, our camp was used as the
this whole part of the forest looks familiar. What's
this
going on?
This is where they slashed a bunch of people in that movie.
No kidding. Isn't that where Kevin Bacon got stabbed from under a bed in that movie? In that first movie. And he still claims he's not in that, by the way, which is pretty funny.
That is funny.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's a nice part of New Jersey, actually up there by like Trenton and
outside of the
Edison Museum up by there, right?
Yeah, the slashings, the slashings and the bodies notwithstanding, it's a fine place to live. All right, Lewis, you're going to be our contestant today. Brian's going to explain the rules, and then we're going to go.
No, he's from Lewis.
Oh, Well, oh,
wait, are you from Lewis? I thought you said you're from Lewis,
no,
New Jersey.
I'm my name is Lewis. I live in Hackettstown.
Yeah, his name is Lewis.
Oh, okay. All right. I was thinking Lewis, New Jersey. Also a nice place.
Chat room. Are you guys distracting Brian again this morning? Is that what's going on over there?
I was looking in the notes and
yeah.
All right.
So here you go. Explain those rules, Brian. What has he got to do here?
If I could get my crap together. We're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question here in just a moment, Lewis, and he's going to give an answer to said trivia question. His answer, he's going to count up to, I don't know, a million on his fingers and toes, and then he's going to give an answer, and it's going to be wrong, but then we're going to turn to you, and we're going to ask you if the actual answer is higher or lower than Daryl's guess. If you are correct today, you win a prize that I'm going to go get out of the prize box while Scott reads the trivia question.
That sounds good.
It's going to be a really rad prize. It's going to be awesome.
I'm sure it'll be amazing. I have zero...
What's your favorite pop culture property, Lewis? What do you like? Star Wars, Star Trek.
Legend of Zelda would be the one, probably.
All right. Let me see what I can do for you while Scott reads the trivia question. The topic for which is... Pokemon.
Pocket Monsters.
Thing. Pokemon. They're starting a new thing in Pokemon Go for Valentine's Day in a few hours. Pink Pokemon are going to be dropping like flies. So get your Chanseys, your Clefairies, presumably your Slowpokes and your Smoochums.
Good Lord.
Are those Lots of pink Pokemon.
Are those all real, the things you just said?
Those are all real, the things I just said.
Really, I can get a Smoochie?
You can get a Smoochum.
I may
not
never
a smoochum.
That's even worse.
It kind of is.
All right, Daryl. Let's give you your question. Your topic is Pokemon, and here is your question. In Pokemon, the three heaviest Pokemon are Primal Groudon. Groudon. Brian can correct this. If these are wrong. Cosmoem and Celesteela. I guess those are actual Pokemon, and they're the biggest. How much do these Pokemon weigh? They each weigh the same, by the way. This is for the weight of just one of them, not combined. So each one of them weighs the same amount. What is that amount? The hint I will give you is that it is... You can tell us... Your answer can either be in pounds or kilograms. We are respecting all forms of measurement today.
What am I going to say? I don't know what I'm going to say.
Are you a big Pokemon fan? Do you like it there, Daryl? Has that ever been a thing you'd cared about?
Well, my daughter was way, way into it, but I never was.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like it, I mean, for a lot of us, I think it came, well, whatever. When it was at its height in its early days, I was like 23 or something. And I didn't, I didn't have that level of...
Tristan was way into it,
yeah.
The card game and the Nintendo games. But
I think if you were like 10 to 15 in the 90s, you were into it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
And then if you were, 5, 10 years older like us, you were like, meh, moving on. Right. But now it's all back. Brian does a podcast even about it.
I do a podcast. I can do record it at a time that works for me.
He's going to go out and catch himself a Snookums or a Schmookums. What'd you call it?
A Smoochum.
Smoochum, sorry.
Come on, Scott. It's a great name. The Smoochum.
Yeah, the Smoochum. All right. So what do you think, Daryl? It's in pounds or kilograms? Either one will be accepted.
Let's see. I'm going to say... Well, I've seen the kilogram. There's a little kilogram thing in the game.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Exactly. And when you appraise your Pokemon in Pokemon Go, it says... Wow, that's the biggest Snorlax I've ever seen.
At such and such
and
kilograms.
It's based on the weight,
yep.
the kilograms.
Yep.
Well, some of these have got to be super heavy because they look like rhinoceroses made of rock and stuff.
Yeah, they're big old dumb-looking, blocky-looking dumb-dums. They're fine. I know that they have their place, so I'm not making fun, everybody.
It's got to be more than that. Oh, I don't know. Now, what was the upper limit?
I didn't give you one. Let's say it's more than 10 kilograms or 10 pounds, and it's less than 5,000 of those.
10 kilograms and 10 pounds are not the same.
No, I know, but I don't want to do the math.
Okay.
It's more than 10. It's more than 10 of each of those and less than 10,000 of each of those.
Okay. That doesn't narrow it much.
Nope.
I'm going to say that would be big, but is it too big or is it not big enough?
These are the questions of our time.
I'm going to say 550
kilograms. 550
kilograms.
550 kgs.
All right. Let's find out if that's right. Brian, is it?
550 kgs, kilograms is incorrect. Lewis, is the actual answer higher or lower than 550 kilograms?
What is that? About 1,000? That's about 1,000 pounds, by the
about
way.
1,000 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little okay. More. All right.
For the reference. Yeah.
I played a lot of Pokemon Ruby, which is the one Groudon's in, so I should know this.
That's true.
I'm going to go higher.
You're going to go higher than that? Wow, that's a big old fat Pokemon in a ball in the backpack. That's impressive. Is there lore behind that, Brian? Since you do a podcast, do they get shrunk down or something in the balls, and that's how they're not heavy anymore, or how's that work?
I imagine so. Yeah, okay. I think that's correct.
All right, sounds good to me. Let's find out if you are right about it being. You said higher or lower? I already forgot.
He said higher.
Higher.
Is he right?
Congratulations.
He's totally right.
You're a winner.
The answer is 2,204.4 pounds, geez. Or 999.9 kilograms.
Wow.
I can't stop coughing today. So there you go. Well done. Brian, what did he win?
Well, it's really cool. I found an Assassin's Creed blind box mini. So somewhere, something in this is, it's one of those, you know, like Arno or Ezio or Altair or whoever. Mm-hmm. And a Legend of Zelda wristband.
Yeah.
Both of these coming to you. All you have to do is give me an email. Yeah. Coverville@gmail.com. Send me your mailing address, and these will go out in the mail this week.
Awesome, dude. You can play with your little
Assassin's
Creed man with your rest strap on deal. Well done. You have done well. Goodbye. All right, Daryl, you there still? You're still with us.
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. I didn't hang up on you. Daryl's,
you can't take you that easy.
Daryl's the Trek nerd. You can find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com as well. Although he's no longer Grumpy Cast. You're not on that anymore, right? Is that done? Are we done? Or no? Is that still a show? What are we doing?
I always change my mind and go back and forth. For now, I'm saying it's done, but who knows?
Oh, I sure wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah, it's hard to be not grumpy. You want to just keep being grumpy. I understand.
I'm too grumpy about things that are worth being grumpy about, so it's really next to impossible to be grumpy about little things.
Whoa. You know, it's the kind of...
feels meta.
Yeah, it is very meta. I have this problem with, like, trying to be... All right, everybody, I just want to warn you, this isn't political, what I'm about to say. But what I'm going to say is, if I don't choke to death today, is that I find it hard... Hold
on. Cough switch.
I have a cough switch. There, I could have used that.
That's all it's ever used for.
I was going to say, I forgot now. Oh, it's hard for me to even like come up with funny cartoon ideas right now because of the current climate. Regardless of where you stand on anything, it's just an awkward time and it's I get a little writer's block because of it. And some would say that was a blessing in disguise because my latest comic, many people seem to really like it. You may want to check it out at myextralife.com and see if you find it funny as well. It's literally a comic about writer's block.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
It's just a one-panel deal.
It's like a whole... full page like you'd see in Mad Magazine.
Yeah, it's like 9 panels. That thing is a monster. Custom art in every one. So go check it out. MyExtraLife.com. All right. Well, then for now, Daryl's off. But maybe he'll be on again. Who knows? But he is going to play a game with us. Who knows what it is? We never know until he tells us. Daryl, what are we doing? Hello?
I'm going to be entered into YouTube.
Yeah.
And you win you complete the phrase and win your phrase. What in the world's going on?
Nothing, I don't know.
YouTube.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Let's all go to blank.
The lobby.
That's a good one.
Let's all go to the lobby. Right?
Let's all go to... Oh, I feel like there was a line in a movie. like Rodney Dangerfield, let's all go to my house or something. It was from Caddyshack, wasn't it? Or let's all go to Jamaica.
No, that was the student one.
Back to school.
Back to school.
Let's all go to, hey, everybody. Let's all go to
my house. No respect. Yeah. I don't know what he said.
Let's say, for Pete's sake.
I don't know. I may have taken the good one.
You definitely took the good one. I think you took the right one. Let's just say Jamaica.
All right. Let's all go to Jamaica. Right, but... I say, let's all go to the lobby. Daryl, what does it actually say?
Well, it's not Canada. It's not any of the stuff that it isn't. It is all let's go to the lobby.
It is?
Let's all go to the lobby. Or some combination of those letters.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
Let's
all
go to the lobby.
So they probably show some of the little cartoons from that, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look at the brain on red.
I mean, they used the music from, what is it? The sun went over the mountain. No, what was it? What's the song?
Oh, yeah. The bear went over the mountain.
The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain.
Is that way? No, it doesn't go like that, though. It just
goes.
The
bear went over the mountain to get himself a snack.
I think that's the lobby part.
It's the same song, isn't it?
No, you're right. It is.
I think it is.
Oh, yeah. For He's a Jolly Good Fellow. That's what it is as well.
Oh, yeah. For He's a Jolly. Okay. Now it's all. Yeah. I'd never heard about the bear going over the mountain. That's new to me. The bear goes over the mountain? Or the bear went over the mountain?
Yeah, to see what he could see.
That's it. Exactly.
To see what he could see.
Well, which song used the melody first? Like,
I don't know.
I want to say Bear Goes Over the Mountain, probably, or Bear Went Over the Mountain.
I have no idea. Bear Grylls went over the mountain and ate a horse testicle to survive. That's how the song goes.
Let's see. It's a children's song often sung with the tune for He's a Jolly Good Fellow. So I'm guessing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow is the first.
That's your origin?
No. The first song was a French song called Marlboro S'en va en guerre. Marlboro has left for the war.
Oh, which is to say all the cigarettes have been shipped overseas. Is that what that means?
That's right. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So okay. There you go. The first use of that melody was French.
All the cigarettes have shipped overseas. All the that's right. It's not as roll off the tongue as
it really isn't. No. Huh?
All right. Well, weird. Let's
we'll
play.
Have to have Patrick sing that to us sometime.
Oh, in our sleep. I present unto you the morning news brought to you by
Coverville. I'm going to give you, I'm going to put a link in our Slack.
Okay.
That's a YouTube of the French song that all that stuff originated from. But meanwhile, I'm going to tell you that Coverville today is going to feature the music of Carol King, who turned 75. Now you're thinking to yourself, Carol King, oh yeah, she does that. I Feel the Earth Move and that whole Tapestry album. Oh, sure. She did that. But holy cow, did she write some of the greatest songs of the 1960s. We're talking about stuff like The Locomotion. We're talking about I'm Into Something Good by Herman's Hermits. We're talking about Pierre. We're talking about Up on the Roof by the Drifters. All that stuff. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin. All of these written by Carole King. It's going to be a rockin' show. Lots of great stuff in there. Listen for that later today, 1 p.m. Mountain Time, at the only time zone that matters, at coverville.com/live.
All right. Well, before we do the news, you sent this link, so I'm going to play this a little bit. Let's see what we get here. I got to get the volume up. Okay, here we go. Playing. It's got a nice little... So this is the French version?
This is the French version.
Yeah, that's totally it.
Yeah, so there you go. The origination of Let's All Go to the Lobby / For He's a Jolly Good Fellow / The Bear Went Over the Mountain.
I feel like the Let's All Go to the Lobby is the most...
It's the worst use of that song.
Yeah, it's the most egregious borrowing of the tune. Wow. All right, well, let's get to it here. Maple syrup in the news, so all you Canadians are going to want to pay attention to this. A maple syrup spill has slowed traffic in Vermont. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Drivers on the I-91 in the upper reaches of Vermont had a little bit of traffic trouble late Monday afternoon. I feel like I should be a Vermontian talking about this.
Run. Well, walk away slowly.
And for extremely Vermont reason, maple syrup spill, that's what I hear. I wouldn't go down to the old Johnson place if I were you. Officials say that around 4:20 p.m., a 42-gallon drum of syrup loosed itself from a pickup truck taking exit 27 toward the city of Newport, just south of the Canadian border, and dumped part of its contents on the road. The off-road was closed. While they tried to clean it up, they say a tweet informing the drivers about the incident was shared widely Monday night. It was sticky, it was gross, and nearly impossible to get up. And now it's on the underside of a bunch of cars, and it'll probably never come off. So enjoy that.
And they waffled back and forth about sending that tweet, by the way.
Yes, they waffled back and forth.
Dad joke!
That's pretty good. I liked it. We've never actually established this on the show. Are you a pancake man or a waffle man?
I like pancakes. I do like waffles. I mean, I like them both. But
if I'm in a pinch, waffle every time. Always a waffle.
Yeah.
Only saying I can have one, that's what I'm doing. But I'm with you. The pancakes are good.
Well, but there's a place in Vegas that sold me on pancakes called Dupar's, and they just announced yesterday that they're closing the Fremont Street location, which is the one I always used to go to. It was like one of those things that I would always try to do in Vegas on every trip is go to Dupar's and get pancakes. And even Bosch, the Amazon TV show that we watched Titus Welliver, he talked about Dupar's being the best pancakes you could get.
Okay, so they...
And that place sold me on pancakes.
Are they reopening somewhere, or is this it?
I hope so, but really bummed because that was like a favorite place for me to go.
Well, apparently their pancakes weren't that good.
And apparently not good enough to keep them afloat.
Well, hopefully they find their way. But I like a good waffle is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but I'm a fan. All right, here's something to do with your money. Brian, I know you got about $100,000 just laying around.
I do. Just trying to decide what to do with it. Should I, you know,
spend it?
Buy a Spectral Tiger mount, or should I?
I don't know. I have a Spectral Tiger mount that I got back in BC days, and it's kind of like crummy looking now. It's okay, but
the it's too many polygons.
They're too few polygons.
Did you see my tweet yesterday?
No. What'd you do?
I was looking for a picture frame.
Yeah.
And I saw that I had an IKEA picture frame in my bookcase behind a couple action figures. So I grabbed it, and behind that was a deck box, like one of those old plastic Pokemon card deck boxes.
You don't mean deck box as the way
deck.
Oh, okay. Deck I thought box. I thought you were in New Zealand deck or something. Box. Like a New Zealand
deck
thing.
Box.
Deck box.
Band meeting. And inside that deck box were a whole bunch of unscratched World of Warcraft TCG cards. Loot cards that I had forgotten that I set aside or hid or something, shoved back there.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's like the Bubblefish and Landro's Lynchling and the Sand Scarab, so I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I'm definitely putting them on eBay.
Put them on eBay, do them as a group. I wonder what you could get.
I don't know. Because there's a bunch of duplicates, so no one's going to want two Sandbox Tigers, right? So I should probably make separate groups for...
Yeah, like two packs or something.
Yeah.
Two different...
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I think that's good. I mean, I don't know what those are all worth. They're obvious, you know, I don't know if any of those are the super rare ones, but you probably...
None of them are the super rare ones. I don't have a bear mount or a spectral tiger. Oh yeah, I do have the pwned flag in there.
I'll bet you get a couple of $100 at least.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, way more. I think you easily get like 200. I'll bet you. Wow. I'll bet you. Okay. I'll bet you money. Well, I won't bet you money, but I'll bet you do get the money.
I'll bet me money, Scott, because then I make money either way.
All right, now I'm gonna share another story, and I would like to just preface it by saying it's not political, even though it has the word orange in it. Okay, everybody, calm down. Someone bid $100,000 for a Cheeto that looks like Harambe, the gorilla. This is for real. I'm going to put this up so people can see it. Here you go. Where's the Cheeto? It's taking forever to load. Come on, load. Why won't it load?
The article?
Yeah, the Cheeto is not showing up for me. It was here yesterday when I looked at the article.
I'm looking at it right now.
Are you seeing the Cheeto?
Let me tell it. I don't want Yahoo to use the Adobe Flash Player plugin. No, I just see.
Weird. I'm looking at maybe the article I was looking at yesterday. Maybe I was looking at two of them and I just copied from this one. But it had a picture of the actual Cheeto, and it looked like. Here, I'll just Google it.
Yeah, Cheeto. eBay Harambe Cheeto.
Here it is.
Someday somebody's going to go digging through our search results. Oh, there it is right there. Yeah. Holy crap. It does look like Harambe.
Yeah, it does. It's freaky.
So, I mean, it looks like a gorilla. That's crazy.
The Harambe-shaped Cheeto has reached a bid of nearly $100,000 on eBay. 100 wow. grand someone is willing to pay for this freaking Cheeto. It is because it bears a very striking resemblance, they say, to the gorilla Harambe. The gorilla Harambe. It sounds like the Virgin Consuelo or something.
Gorilla Harambe.
The seller. What?
This is great. So it sold for $99,900. Yeah. 132 people bid on it. Yeah. Now, if you do that, right now you get the thing that says more chances to get what you want. No. And there are, looks like about a dozen other auctions for Cheetos that look nothing like Harambe, but are claiming to be Harambe-shaped Cheetos. Are you looking at
yes.
these? This is great.
Yes, more chances to win. That one just looks like a Cheeto. That one yeah. looks like not a monkey. Right. Oh my gosh. Some of these have $10,000. Oh, that's a screenshot of the other one.
Right, exactly. Yes.
And the off-brand Harambe Hot Cheeto, rare, $71,000.
Somebody's selling a screenshot of the rare one-of-a-kind eBay auction, and then somebody's selling a screenshot of the rare screenshot for $100.
Brian.
They're expecting people to not pay attention and to like, oh, I can buy that. Somebody's really going to buy... Oh, three bids on the... Oh, no, that's... Never mind. It's a different one. My God, people. Yeah. People, stop.
I don't understand it. I really don't get it. Like, I don't even get the guy who bought the one that really looks like it. Like, right? You, 100 grand for a random Cheeto? That just all it does is sort of bear a resemblance to the side view of the freaking monkey?
Right.
Y'all are weird.
What are you going to do with that? Exactly.
You got money. If you're throwing money like that at something, you need to knock it off and go help somebody with $100,000.
Here's one of the descriptions of the screenshot. Gorilla Hot Cheetos Rare. One-of-a-kind Cheetos Harambe Gorilla Screenshot. It says, hi, get your hands on a one-of-a-kind large photo of the Gorilla Cheeto sold for $99,000. One-of-a-kind photo. This is the sample I'm showing of the real photo. Once purchased, you will receive a real copy of it.
And what's the bidding? What's the bidding at?
$463, but that's a starting bid. No bids yet.
Okay. If anyone is stupid enough to bid on that, then I'm giving up. I'm just going to stop.
Exactly.
Then I'm just never going to talk on the show again. That'll be it. The end of TMS if someone buys that photo.
I'm going to sell a plastic container full of cheese balls that say, shaped just like Harambe's balls.
Yeah, here you go. Harambe's balls. Shocking resemblance.
432 Cheetos that resemble Harambe's balls.
What is that term that humans can see patterns and they see faces and things that aren't real? What's that called?
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about that on the show. I can't remember what it's called.
Seeing faces in things. Okay, so probably can find this. Okay, here we go. The phenomenon called... Pareidolia occurs as a result of how the brain works. One area of the brain called the right fulsum face area is specialized in processing faces and other similar patterns. So, yeah, I think that part of being blissfully uneducated about something like this makes it so you think you see Jesus in toast and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I never understood.
Pareidolia.
Yeah,
pareidolia.
Pair of doilies.
I see a face in that pareidolies over there.
Yeah, that pareidolia. I got a little pareidolia going on. What's going on? That bust looks like a face.
Apparently, somebody said in the chat room that people do this all the time. Archineer says that people do this all the time. That as soon as like the Nintendo Classic console came out and was immediately sold out, people were selling screenshots or photos of the Nintendo Classic Console.
Were they selling
trying to fool
them?
People into buying them.
Did they ever sell one though? See, that's my thing. Is if somebody actually bought one, that just is so gross to me.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Is it because they thought it was a real one? Like some kid told his mom. Yeah,
probably. You can get it for $48, mom.
Oh my
god. Give me a credit card.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
That's not
or,
cool.
Or I'm going to just borrow my mom's credit card while she's sleeping and buy it.
But you're right. It's probably like a little kid might do it.
Yeah.
This, exactly. This Harambe thing, nobody cares about that except, well, yeah. Someone cares about the real Cheeto, but the photo, come on. Come on.
Somebody cares way too much for $99,000. How did that rocket up? Like, what was the starting? What were the increments of those 132 bids on the Harambe Cheeto?
Yeah, I wonder if it went as high as, like, you know, $1,000, and then one guy came in and just said, I'm a billionaire. I don't care. Here's $100,000. That's nothing to me.
Oh, I hope it was Martin Shkreli.
Oh, that'd be great.
I hope he bought it.
Shkreli did it.
Shkreli. And then he's going to eat it during a live Instagram stream or something.
Not political.
That's not really a thing.
By the way, that was not political. What we were just talking about with Martin
Shkreli. No, Martin Shkreli's not political.
Nope. I mean, I know he can say things that are political and he's involved in the political arena, but our use of Martin Shkreli's name was not political. Just a little PSA. I'm going to give these throughout the show whenever we need them.
Because
people can't clearly figure it out on their own. I have to like point it out to some of them.
Right.
So some of them, not all of them. Okay. I know not everybody. Minnesota cops have threatened to force drunk drivers to watch Justin Bieber Super Bowl ads.
Nice.
That was a dumb ad, by the way.
It really was. I felt uncomfortable for everybody involved.
Didn't like it. Minnesota Police Department threatened to force drunken drivers to watch that ad. The police department in the city of Wyoming tweeted during the Super Bowl that anyone caught drunk driving Saturday night or Sunday night would be forced to watch the pop star the entire way to jail. The original tweet was retweeted at least 10,000 times and liked at least 16,000 times. The department later tweeted, thanks to everybody for spreading the message against drunk driving. Police Chief Paul Hoppe. How do you say his name? H-O-P-P-E. Probably just Hop, right?
Hop. Yeah, I would say Hop.
Paul Hop.
Chief Hop.
Is my favorite 50s dance move. The St. Paul Pioneer Press says all the attention may have resulted in up to 1 million impressions. So I suppose the thinking there is well done. Awareness about drunk driving upticked. We've done our job. Final story, I believe.
Yes.
Naked Carpenter in the news. Mark Spagnuolo is his name. Mark Spagnuolo, remember that name.
This was before his wood whisperer.
Yeah, he was whispering to a whole other
the wood
kind of
seducer.
Wood. Yeah. Naked Carpenter on trial after neighborhood spotted him mixing cement in the buff. That is not a container or a place to mix your cement. That is him naked doing the mixing. A man is on trial for doing DIY. This must be a British report because that's how they say it all the time. In his birthday suit after a neighbor spotted him mixing cement while completely naked. Frederick Black called police and said, it's not right that Rob Jenner, is he one of the Jenners?
I don't think so.
Okay. Could wander around.
Just looking around. For a little, want some family attention.
He says he should not be able to walk around naked close to a primary school. I guess that's like a elementary school there. Jenner, age 42, aren't they always, denies breaching a community protection notice and 13 public order offenses, landing him in court. The former soldier has previously admitted that he loves being naked while doing his housework and is proud of his buff body. But he does worry about splinters, he says. Frederick was on his way home from the shops when he saw Jenner naked and working in his front yard. He said, kids are walking around that area all the time. It's right by a school. People don't want to see that. It's not right. Maidstone Magistrates Court on Monday held for four witnesses whose reactions of Jenner's new DIY range from awkwardness to anger. And he will probably go to jail for showing his wiener too much.
I think so. And that's carpentry is, you know, any sort of housework like that, not something you'd want to do nude.
I wouldn't. Think of the nails and the hammers and the whatnot.
Right. Heck, you get the willies just from thinking about American Horror Story Season 1 and Dermot McRolney.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that was the other guy. It was Josh McDermott.
No, McDermott.
It is McDermott, not Josh McDermott.
Dylan McDermott. No.
Dylan McDermott.
Is it Dylan McDermott?
Dylan McDermott, yes.
Dermot McRolney. It's not. I think that's right. Yeah. He has his wiener out by the stove. You should never do that.
No. Bad idea.
Yeah. Also, don't kiss a Super Bowl statue that everybody's been kissing on. Don't do that either. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to deal with what comes, and that is Nicole with Recommendals. We're also going to have Tom with Tom's Tech Time and a bunch more stuff. So come on back for that. In the meantime, Brian Brung Music, why don't you play it?
I did. We're going to be, for the last few Indie of the Middles of this week, we're going to be going around the world. We're starting with Stockholm, Sweden, and a performer, a band that is called Unroda Kora, U-N-R-O-D-O Kora. And you can find them on the, at their website, Unrodo Kora. It's U-N-R-O-D-O-C-O-R-A. Sound a little bit like the New Pornographers, an indie pop band that is really centered around one performer. However, they have a bunch of, they have 20 active members in the band. They switch instruments. They all perform, but really kind of centers around one guy whose name is not, unless his name is Unrodo Kora, which it certainly could be. His name is not in the biography. So, hey, there you go.
Nice.
Seamless pop smarts drawing from a wide spectrum of genres and time periods. Delicate yet grandiose, intimate yet epic.
Oh, wow.
I love band bio elevator pitches. They're so good.
Pretty good.
This is from their brand new album, Love Thy Neighbor. The song is called You Will Love Again and actually references the album title, You Will Love Again by Unrodo Kora.
Your voice is getting soft. The music's turning low. The day is fading out. The hour's getting slow. It's just a silly face.
It won't last long.
You just work it through.
You'll come out pretty strong.
Life will find its way.
The power in a pawn.
You learn a thing or two.
The solo watching for.
It's the kind of sadness that falls off when you move on.
Sometimes you hurt a leg. Sometimes you hurt a
millions are in use today, so get yourself a set of Autolite resistor spark plugs. Remember, you're always right with Autolite.
It's
This is the morning stream. Is it over yet?
Yes, it's over.
Aw.
I mean, it's not really over.
Not really over.
No, everything's fine. Everything is fine. All right. Hey, let's get to it. Let's talk more. Let's be together.
Oh, jeez.
And I don't know. Take it to the next level, Brian. I think our relationship is ready for it.
It sounds like you're the guy that Eminem is writing that letter back to, and Stan.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy's name was Stan.
Stan. That's right. Anyway, it's get Nicole in here and do that stuff because we like doing that. Oh, I hear my voice. Here's this. It's Nicole Spag, everybody. What's going on? How are you?
Mark, get your clothes on.
Oh, yeah, get dressed.
Jeez.
Is his wiener out?
He's the wood seducer, remember?
Well, listen, tell him he's not in Phoenix anymore. He's gotta put on some clothes, damn it.
Quit mixing that cement.
Well, Nicole, it's almost as if we saw your face on Monday, because we did, very briefly here on the show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, you were over at Brian's house, and that was good to see you then. It's good to see you now, and it's fun always to talk about recommendals, where we recommend streaming stuff. Nicole comes on the show and does just that. We also have picks of our own. I won't tell you how terrible my week has been quite yet until I hear what Brian has. So, Brian, what have you got?
Well, I was going to watch a movie featuring Matt Dillon. So our topic was Matt Dillon.
Yeah.
I was going to watch a movie featuring him and Carrie Ann Moss and Heather Graham that was streaming, and it got pulled before last night when I was planning on watching it. So
what was that
so
called?
Much for that.
What was that movie?
I think it was called Conviction, something like that. Compulsion. Compulsion is what it was called.
All right. But it got yanked. What was the deal with, like, I noticed this across the board. Matt Dillon movies just getting yanked from.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that is. Like,
well,
all
it's the beginning
says,
of the month, too.
Oh, yeah.
But so.
Is that way? Is that how we celebrate Matt Dillon's by yanking all his movies off of a streaming? It just seemed odd that we had picked him, and then a number of his movies got pulled. I think it was dumb luck.
Plenty. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, if you, I'm glad to hear that. I found way less than I'd hoped. But
I'm hoping that in my quick switch, and I did actually watch a majority of this movie last night in preparation for this, just to remind myself of how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think we picked the same movie, but I have a backup.
Oh, you do? Good. Nicole's always got a good backup.
Okay, good. Nicole, is your movie from 1992?
Yes, it's my favorite. That was my movie. Like, I watched it again and was reminded how much influence I took from that movie.
I have no idea what it is.
Play the clip. And then I want to ask Nicole which character she most identified with, because there
were
several.
I can tell you instantly.
All right.
Yeah,
well, here
I pretty much can guess.
I'll play it and let's see what we get. Here you go.
I miss you. The way you used to look at me.
Cliff, don't. I'm finally over you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I still really do like you. You know? I think you're very...
What?
Entertaining. It's me, I gotta go. My break's over.
Janet, you rock my world.
I have no idea what this is.
Really? Did the Smashing Pumpkins music in the background didn't help you?
Nope.
Yeah. So Cameron Crowe directed it.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Stop. It's...
You had Kira
Sedgwick. Right at the birth of grunge. I mean, if there was a movie that celebrated grunge music as, you know...
Okay.
It is like a snapshot in time for me, watching that movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's before cell phones. It's before, I mean, really computers. I mean...
Right.
You had to be really rich to have a computer. The one guy who works at the transportation, he turns on his computer and you're like, oh my God.
Right. It's like a little CRT
technology, too. But that's, you know, you didn't.
All right. We're letting Scott off the hook. The movie is Singles,
you know what it is?
Scott.
Yep. Oh, Singles.
It is Singles.
I was trying to think of all the Cameron Crowe movies, and that was the only one I couldn't think of.
It's streaming on HBO Go right now. Mm. And I watched it again. We were watching it at the same time, Brian.
We probably were, yeah. You were the one who was sucking all the bandwidth from HBO Go and watching it.
Yeah, there's your problem.
So good, though. I mean, and you've got Bridget Fonda, Kira Sedgwick, Bill Pullman.
Wait, hold on. Brian says Kyra. Kyra. And what was yours, Nicole?
Sedgwick.
Shedwick.
Shedwick.
Kyra Shedwick.
Sedgwick? I can't say
Sedgwick.
Sedgwick, but you're close.
And the Angry Inch.
Sedgwick.
Yeah. Sedgwick and the Angry Inch. Best episode ever. All right. So I like her.
Is a breast implant doctor. Tom Skerritt is the mayor.
Yeah. Did you see Paul Giamatti?
Yeah,
he's the guy making out with the. Is that an uncredited role? Because I was like, oh my God, that's Paul Giamatti. This is like one line.
Yeah, he's in the credits. All right.
The oldest brother from Malcolm in the Middle is a little boy when the one guy's talking about how his mom took him to the doctor to learn about sex education.
Wow.
So he's really young. I'm like, he looks familiar. And then I looked at him like, oh, that's the oldest kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
Wow. Okay. I didn't catch him, but
yeah.
This is a busy time for Bridget Fonda, by the way. She was doing lots of movies. You don't see her
this
much.
This was
anymore.
The peak of her career because she had Single White Female. And
she was so great in this, too.
She was really good. And she's just so cute.
She's a cutie.
Yeah. No kidding. She was in Doc Hollywood, Single White Female, Singles, Army of Darkness.
She
all of these right around
the
time.
She hasn't made a movie since 2002.
She retired from acting.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Like said, she's retiring from acting.
Yeah, she had to get away from Steven Weber.
One of my favorite scenes is when the friends, like, they're going to a club. And he's like, he holds up his watch. And he's like, I can hold 20 numbers in this watch.
Right, like little Casio watch.
Little
you know
Casio
who she's married
watch.
To, by the way?
Who?
She's married to Danny Elfman.
Oh.
Boingo Boingo.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'd figure I wouldn't have to do much more work either. Like, once you're with Elfman, he's got all the music money.
All the score
money.
Stuff going on, right?
Yeah. She's Jane Fonda's daughter, right?
Niece.
Niece. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's too bad.
Henry Fonda's granddaughter and Peter Fonda's daughter.
Oh, Peter. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. He works more than she does, but anyway.
Totally does, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Nicole?
I love the capture of video dating. At the time, right. I mean, this is before, again, no,
it is
not
such a snap. You're totally right. It is a complete and total snapshot in time.
It is a time capsule. Like, so those that are younger in their teens that are listening to this, go watch Singles and you'll get an idea of what it was like in the early 90s and how you sometimes just wandered around aimlessly looking for the party or your friends. Yeah. I remember cruising the street just looking for friends.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. They're driving around looking for a bar that they're all supposed to hang out at.
Yeah.
And then pick up a mime who's Eric Stoltz in makeup screaming at the top of his lungs the whole time.
Is that Eric Stoltz?
Eric Stoltz,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Now, wait. Is it Stoltz or Stoltz?
Stoltz?
I thought it was Stoltz.
I don't think you pronounce that T in Stoltz.
Oh, I'm going to have to look it up. Damn it.
All right.
I hate
look it up.
These things.
Go to a warehouse party and Alice in Chains is playing. Like the music there. You had Chris Cornell in a scene. Matt Dillon is
Eddie
part of
Vedder
the band.
Eddie Vedder is in Citizen Dick with Matt Dillon.
Yeah, Pearl Jam. It's just such a great movie.
All right.
Watch it.
Here you go.
And I identify with. Eric. Who do you think I identify with?
Who do I identify with? Definitely with Campbell Scott's character.
Okay, so I totally identify with Bridget Fonda's character.
Hmm.
Because there's a scene where she's like, okay, should I call him? Should I not call him?
Mm,
okay, if I make this basket, I'll call him. And I have done this scenario. Like, I hated I hated dating. God, I hated dating.
Dating sucked. I didn't like it either. Yeah. I wasn't a fan. All right, here's the Eric Stoltz pronunciation, just for the record.
Eric Stoltz.
There you go.
Oh, it is. You do pronounce the T. My mistake.
It's all right. Listen, you got Hungarian ancestry. They all.
I'm gonna go back to the future, and I'm going to erase the T in Eric Stoltz's name, much like they erased him from Back to the Future.
I meant to. When you're watching, when you go to the video dating, he's the director.
Yeah,
right.
Tim Burton.
Yeah. Tim Burton is weird.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a
Jeremy
thing.
Jeremy Piven is in this.
That's a very Cameron Crowe thing to do, is get other director buddies to show up in little cameos and stuff.
Yeah.
And then vice versa. He was in, what was the year? Was it 01 was it? No. What is
Almost Famous?
No, I'm trying to think of the one with Tom Cruise, the weird one. Vanilla Sky.
Oh, Vanilla Sky, right.
So Spielberg made an appearance in that someplace.
Oh, he did?
A small cameo. And then Cameron Crowe made an appearance in Minority Report.
Oh, really? Okay, that's cool.
On the bus, like
that little tradey trade thing.
Yeah, a little
I think
little
I
director
need to watch
trade.
Vanilla Sky again. Is there any chance we're going to want to watch that soon for Film Sack?
I've never seen it, or I shouldn't say I've never seen it. I saw it and don't remember a damn thing about it.
Oh, I love that movie.
So I wouldn't mind Film Sacking it. Let's
do it. We should Film Sack it then.
Yeah,
if
let's
it's
do
streaming.
It. I have no problem with that. All right. Well, my recommendation is everybody go watch Tex if you can find it somewhere, because that's all I can recommend. I don't even have a trailer
for
it.
I can't remember Tex.
Tex came out in 1982. I was a little kid. It was a Disney movie. It was one of the first PG-rated Disney movies, which everyone thought was just crazy at the time. Mm. It wasn't really that adult, but it was about a guy and his brother who was played by Emilio Estevez. Who live in Oklahoma. they live in Oklahoma, and their mom dies and their dad runs away or leaves the family, so they're on their own. And it's my recollection of it is a fond one, but I haven't seen it recently and I couldn't find it streaming. And I had no time to watch a movie, so that's my recommendation this week is seek out Tex.
Sometimes you can find them on YouTube.
Yeah, sometimes. Also, that one's on, you can rent it. It's on Amazon and, iTunes and all that. So if you really want to get it, $2.99 will get you there.
I just wedged Vanilla Sky, which currently is streaming on Netflix. Wedged it into our
sneak
film
that in there,
schedule.
Man. Put that right up the crack. I'm into it. Nicole, what do you got for us for your backup? You got
Here's
one
my backup. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We are truly blessed. We truly care for one another.
You could be happy here, Ethan.
Rum raisin. You like rum raisin?
Do not try to leave. Do not discuss the past.
Work hard.
Be happy. Enjoy your life with wayward minds.
We all must do our part.
Always answer the phone if there is.
Hello?
You must kill the man in front of you.
Telemarketer. Follow the rules.
They're trying to break your mind. This is no ordinary town. They're watching us and listening.
All right, that's enough.
All right.
Wow. That feels like about 8 movies. Are you sure that's just one?
Just one. You know what?
Yeah.
It's almost like 3 movies. It's not a movie. It's a TV show.
Oh, it's TV. That's I'm going to say Wayward Pines. No, not Wayward Pines?
I was going to say they said Wayward Pines in the clip.
Oh, okay. I only guessed.
Really? I didn't catch that. That's funny.
The only reason I guessed that is I think that's the only TV show he's ever done, but I could be wrong on that.
So
that's still going, right? Still a show?
It is still a show. Mm-hmm. I'm only going to recommend the first season.
Oh, what's wrong with the rest of it? So,
we tried to watch second season. The first season is great. And it's like 3 different acts.
Mm-hmm.
So you have sci-fi, mystery, horror. And as you go through the season, you kind of experience different parts of it. It's really helpful if you don't know what's going on. Don't seek out information if you've never watched the show. Let it unfold in front of you. Mm. And it'll take you through that ride of kind of like mystery, sci-fi, horror.
Okay. It's it says it's only... Oh, no, you're right. It's 2 seasons.
You can watch it on Hulu, first season. Okay. You can actually watch the first and second season. We tried watching the second season. Once you get the reveal... it's not as compelling to watch.
Does the first season wrap up nicely enough that you can say...
Yes.
You know, kind of like Twin Peaks, when they solve the Laura Palmer murder, you can say, okay, done with Twin Peaks. Yes. Moving on.
Yep. It wrapped up in plastic, Brian. Wrapped up in plastic.
If you don't know anything about it, even if you know a little bit about it. So,
Jansen's in there, or am I thinking of something else?
Famke Janssen is not in it.
What am I thinking of that was like that maybe was a Netflix?
This does have a lot of people, like Toby Jones and Hope Davis and Melissa Leo is in this.
M. Night Shyamalan. I don't know if he just produced it or he maybe directed a few episodes. I mean, he was involved in it.
Hmm. And this is a show on what channel? Is it direct to Hulu? Is it a Hulu original or what?
It was on Fox.
Okay.
Mark and I really enjoyed that first season. Like, we really liked the show. And then we were looking forward to the second season. Then we started watching. We're like, Yeah, maybe not.
Oh, but that's a bummer.
Maybe you have the full second season, like it, maybe you'll get into. Maybe if I just, I don't know. Once I figure, once we got through the first season and the mystery was solved, I wasn't really compelled to keep going. Almost wanted to keep it pure in my head. Like I
Hemlock,
really
Hemlock Grove is what I was thinking.
Oh, me too. That's the who. And that's an Amazon original, right? Hemlock Grove.
Yeah. No. It's Netflix.
Netflix. Okay. Original. Right.
That's when. And it's funny because that's I confuse that with Wayward Pines. You know, it's like the name is similar. It was like a creepy dark TV show. Yeah. Thing
they both have a big hand on the poster, like a big creepy hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And there, I think there's a third season coming up with Wayward Pines. I saw a trailer for third season. Jason Patrick is in the second season.
Is this where the cruise ship can't slow down, and if it does, it'll explode? Oh, I'm thinking of Speed 2. Never mind. Continue on. Yeah. That's Jason Patrick, right? No. I'm thinking of the wrong guy. Wait.
No. Jason Patrick was in Speed 2.
He was the Speed 2 guy.
Yeah, he took over for Keanu Reeves.
All right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
well, there you go. I can drive this cruise ship faster than you drove that bus.
That is such a terrible sequel. All right, well, good recommendations all around. That, again, is Wayward Pines, which is currently streaming.
I'm curious, what do you know about... do you know the premise of it?
I don't know anything about it.
So, let me just give you a little...
Matt Dillon waking up and not knowing who or where he is, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And so he's in this town... And like that clip said, you're not supposed to talk about the past. If the phone rings, you better answer it. Mm-hmm. Like orders are being, like the whole town is wired so people can see. Like just weird stuff going on. There's a big giant wall. You cannot get out of the town. And so it's kind of, and then there's like weird stuff with the kids. And like, you're like, what the hell is going on in this town?
Yeah,
that's cool.
And he is a former FBI agent.
Oh, that makes it interesting. Sure.
Yeah. And so there's like all this super secretive stuff going on. And so it kind of unfolds as you watch the series. I highly recommend this first season.
All right.
Watch it.
I'll check it out. We like those kind of, I'm watching The Colony that way right now. It's like, I'm going to check out The Colony or just Colony. It's called.
Is The Expanse back on yet?
Yeah, it's third episode in, second episode in or something, season two. So, yeah, cool. It's out. That show's rules.
Yes.
So good. All right.
Legion starts tonight, too.
Oh, does it? That's tonight.
Yeah, that's tonight.
What is
it? FX Legion,
the new FX tangentially related to the X-Men series.
Yeah. There's even an X-Men logo in the O if you look at it.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm excited about that because FX will... I don't know. I have faith in them being willing to take some risks. So I want to see it. All right, Nicole.
Are we going to pick for our next one?
Yes. Well, I was just going to say, yes. We need to pick one. Whose turn is it?
Last time?
You did, I think. Didn't you? Didn't you pick McDonald?
I think you did, Scott. I think you had...
No, I picked Joan. I picked Joan Cusack, so somebody else picked Dylan.
Oh, I did then.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, Brian, it's your turn.
All right. Let's do... let's see. Not much streaming for... Kira Shedwick. Let's go Bridget Fonda. There's a half a dozen things streaming with Bridget Fonda, and they're all good.
Okay. I like her. So I'm in. Yeah. I'm sad that she didn't continue on. Although I always admire Hollywood people that get out and just find other happiness somewhere else. I like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool. So good on her. And
for sure.
We also pick directors, too.
We could do Cameron. Let me see what Cameron Crowe looks like.
Well, he's got a lot on there, doesn't he?
It's probably. Well, let's see if he has a lot that is streaming.
Tim Burton.
There's only four things streaming from Cameron Crowe.
How about Tim Burton?
Let's do Tim Burton.
Yeah, he's got to have a lot. And
he
even
has
if
a ton.
Even if
I
he
just
doesn't.
Watched one.
Yeah, even if he doesn't, we can pick something to recommend it, even if it's
there not. Is a lot. Of, yes. Oh yeah. Boy, about 20 Tim Burton things streaming right
okay,
now.
Okay, come in.
Burton it is. Thanks for letting me pick.
You betcha. Well done, thanks. Brian. You seem to do that all on your own and independently without any help from us. Good job.
Thanks a lot. Perfect.
No problem. It's
just do one more thing?
Yeah.
Have you guys watched Trollhunters yet?
Yes, it's awesome.
Yes. We've even talked about it on this very show.
Yeah, we
I
love
thought
it.
We've even talked about it during recommendals.
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we just finished it last night.
Yeah.
And we watched it, the whole series with Mateo, our 5-year-old.
Yeah.
And it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
I just can't recommend it enough.
We loved every second of it.
was so good.
I thought it was awesome, and I hope Del Toro and crew have a second season planned, and I feel bad that you won't get your main character because he died, but I'll still look forward to whoever they replace him with. So I hope they do it. I hope we get a season two.
Anton Yelchin. Yeah.
Poor guy. Nicole Spag on Twitter, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Brian, let's add to the proceedings, shall we?
Okay. All right.
I think I told Tom. Well, you know what? I did tell Tom that we'd do. I'm going to bring him into the hangout.
So, How is Batman Forever listed as a Tim Burton?
Because he film? Made it.
That was certainly one of the.
He produced it.
Oh, he did?
Just a producer credit? Yeah.
Well,
he didn't direct it, though. It was.
Yeah, it's Schumacher.
Shoemaker.
Yes, Schumacher.
Schumacher.
Amy Schumacher.
One of the best teachers I ever had was named Schumacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I loved him. He
didn't
great.
Pronounce it Schumacher.
Nope.
He pronounced it Schumacher.
He was Schumacher, and he was I can't remember even the class. It may have been English or something, but he was one of the best teachers I ever had, and I don't know why I remember that guy, but he was great.
Wow.
I have two teachers that I really remember as being like hugely impactful on me, him and an art teacher who I've talked about on the show before, and that's it. Every other teacher I had was either poop or lame or whatever.
We're just non-memorable.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about Shoemaker. It's got to be good.
Yeah, we're talking about Tom here.
Tom.
Best thing I
Every
hear
other Tom I know is...
all right. Well, hey, I know what that means we got to do. We got to push this.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
The man in question, Tom Merritt, everybody. What's going on? How are you?
I'm looking at tech news, Scott.
Oh, look at that. No way. I wonder why, because maybe it's because Wednesday, the best day of the week for Daily Tech News Show, features me and Tom. And we were going to have a guest today, but I guess he's out. So it's just you and I today, yeah?
Yeah, a guest called in sick, poor guy.
Oh, wow.
But he's going to reschedule. We're looking forward to having John Wolpert. He's product manager for blockchain for IBM to come on and explain blockchain to
which us. I was looking forward to.
He works with it. So
you've done a pretty good job, I feel like, of getting the blockchain info in its most important aspects out in there in the ether. I feel like I've soaked in a lot of that, but having somebody on whose job it is to implement / be a part of that world would be really insightful, I think.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get him back either next Wednesday or the Wednesday after. And the idea is, we've explained blockchain on the show before. Here's a guy who can tell us, like, okay, kind of understand what it is. How are you using it in real life beyond just Bitcoin, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So that's coming up soon. We'll let you know on that. Today we got an open slate, though. I was thinking about maybe trying to explain 5G because I don't have enough pain in my life.
Oh my gosh. Is that a thing now? 5G's a thing.
Oh yeah. No, they're rolling it out. It's being tested in various places around the world, including the US. And there's already the FUD. I don't know if you remember when 4G first started to roll out, T-Mobile came out and said, we've got 4G, except they didn't. Yeah. They had HSPA Plus, which was really a 3G technology, but it was really fast. And that sort of just, muddied the waters. And that's why you hear 4G LTE all the time, to distinguish it from other things that were called 4G that weren't really 4G. So 5G's got the same problem. There's a service being launched in Australia that's a gigabit per second, but it's really an advanced 4G technology, because 5G can do a gigabit per second up to 10 gigabits per second.
Oh, my gosh. And is this, I mean, the whole G series of service rollouts, is it just because it's supposed...
I just got a bloody nose listening to all that.
is it basically just like generation? Is that what it means? Like third generation?
That's all the 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G. It was all just like, hey, this is the next generation of wireless services. We want to have a standard and we want, interoperability where possible, so that when you take your phone from one network to another, it works. And that's 5G is like, this is the next generation. They haven't even agreed on the standard yet. So anybody saying they're doing 5G is really technically lying, because there is no accepted definition of it yet. But there's a general definition of what it amounts to. So it's not totally disingenuous for AT&T or Verizon to say, we're testing 5G, meaning the technologies that we're pretty sure are going to be accepted under the 5G standard.
Okay, that makes sense. And also... business as usual if there's no standard yet and people are claiming that it's a thing they're doing.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Expect that to get worse.
Yeah, I'm very interested in that. And is it something that, I mean, just from a purely like, hey, when do consumers see it sort of thing? And no indication on that, right? Like, it's not even
well, settled. And that's the thing. Like, Telstra's doing a 5G, which isn't really 5G. AT&T has been testing their implementation of 5G in places, and they say they're going to have a consumer rollout by the end of the year. Oh. I'm skeptical whether it's actually 5G service or just really fast 4G service. But by all accounts, 2020 is when we should really be seeing legit 5G services.
So at the end of the day, all we're I mean, this is just marketing then. I mean, the number growing, that appeals to people.
That's why I want to talk about it on the show today, because there's marketing and there's reality. Like, there really is a 4G spec and what should count as 4G. And there's a legitimate difference, as we all know now, right, between an LTE connection and a 3G connection, right? And so I want to talk about the difference between what you might hear called 5G under marketing terms and what actually is a newer, faster speed, and what is marketed as 5G, and though it isn't 5G, is still an improvement on what you may be getting from LTE right now.
Okay. I feel like always with these things, when you start telling me that I can do gigabit phone service, I start to go, well, then that's it then. Like, do we need... I know this is dumb to say it, because history always proves out that, yes, we find needs for the bigger bandwidth, but that feels ridiculous to me on a phone.
Yeah. Like, well, you know, 4K is the obvious one, right? Yeah. Streaming 4K over wireless right now is practically impossible without a lot of trickery. But if you get a 10 gigabit per second connection out there in a few years, then it becomes easy.
Yeah.
And even at a gigabit per second, it's possible. You know, it's a thing you can do. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll come up with new ways. But it does feel like there's three things I consider when I think about this stuff. One is, when is a wired connection still better than wireless? Yeah. And the gap between those is narrowing.
Definitely.
And what can I do that needs that faster connection? Or what are the things that require me to get an even faster connection that I can't yet do on wireless? And that gap is narrowing. So I don't know if it's 5G or some future 6G, but we're getting to the point where this just starts to fade into the background the way processor speed has. Remember when we all used to obsess over processor speed? Now, sometimes you buy a computer, the processor speed is actually less than the computer you had before, but it doesn't matter because it's got more cores and more efficiency and better cache and faster RAM.
Yeah, or that even SSD drives.
It'll totally
change the whole thing. Yeah, that's super interesting to me to see how this goes. But it also makes me just wonder, you brought it up just briefly, but the difference between a hardwired connection and these new services. Right now, in my head, the difference is one of them has a cap and overage charges and the other doesn't.
Depending on your service, right? Correct. If you're on T-Mobile, you don't have a cap, except unless you use it too much. If you're AT&T and you pay for DirecTV, you don't have a cap unless you use more than 22 gigabytes in a month.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's going to continue to shake out, because what happens is wireless starts to compete with wired. Mm-hmm. And suddenly it becomes advantageous for the wireless companies to say, you know what, we're not getting as many people switching over because those folks on Google Fiber and certain cable companies don't have a cap on their connection. So we need to figure out a way to do that. And sure. T-Mobile has done that very, very creatively. Sprint has done that. And AT&T has come up with a way to do it. Verizon's really the only one that doesn't offer any kind of real unlimited in any possible
way. Right. Yeah. They've kind of been close to that. But I just picture a day not that far in the future where, instead of me saying, hey, Comcast, or hey, whoever, come over and install a bunch of wires and that are all run through the earth and come to my house, instead, they're going to bring some router in here that's literally a 5G, whatever, point, whatever router. And I mean, I just get on my internet that way.
You don't have to install anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just have coverage in your area. And this doesn't get rid of the continual issues of like, well, what happens when I'm in an area that doesn't have coverage? You know, what do I do then? But if you're in an area where they roll this out eventually, and this is why we're talking 2020, right?
Right.
You may say, all I need is wireless for everything I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I embrace this future you're talking about. And I embrace the idea that we'll talk about it perhaps even more today on the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com.
What a coincidence. You're absolutely right.
Crazy. It's going to be nuts. So there's that. But then also, hey, dude, your freaking book is out on Audible and other places. What's going on?
Yeah, so it's not out yet, but the paper copies arrived at Inkshares, mm-hmm. and everybody yesterday who pre-ordered it should have gotten their announcement saying, hey, we've got the books. We're ready to ship them to you. What's your actual shipping address? If you ordered an ebook copy, that arrived in my email box yesterday. And as soon as I sign off on that and get it back to them, then they can start sending you notifications about your ebook copies as well. And you will hopefully get them before the release date. The actual release date of the book is March 14th. Mm-hmm. So if you're pre-ordering on Amazon, that's when you'll get it. That's when it comes to Audible and everything. But if you're an Inkshares backer who pre-ordered it there, you should be able to get it before that. So it's super exciting. Talking about launch parties and trying to do something at South by Southwest and all that sort of thing. So yeah I'm pretty stoked about good old Pilot X. It's a real thing.
It is a thing, and it's awesome.
We're gonna get to read.
I'll bet you money that there will be a copy or two, maybe even a Nerdtacular that Tom would sign for you there, I'm guessing.
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you have a copy that you bring to Nerdtacular and you want me to deface it, I will do that.
Yes. Yes, I think vandalize it's awesome.
Your copy.
Yeah, and I'll try to bring a few as well.
Yeah, no, it's just fun watching this go well, and I'm stoked for you. So congratulations on that. I think it's super cool. Remind people where they can go to find that and anything else you'd like today.
Yeah, if you want Pilot X, you can pretty much go anywhere books are sold. It's starting to be listed everywhere. Inkshares.com is the source font. That's the place where you can get it direct from the source. And you can find it listed and linked at TomMerrittBooks.com as well.
Nice. Tom Merritt, everybody. Take it easy. I'll see you at 2:30 today.
Talk to you later.
Bye now.
In real time. All right. Hey, Brian, that's the show for us today. Hope you enjoyed it. I know I did.
Mm-hmm.
I think our listeners might have a little bit.
I think they did. Some of them. A few of them. Many of them.
Many of them. We can't say all. Because we don't speak for these people.
No, we don't. We can't speak for everybody.
But I can say this. I can speak for those who have supported the show at patreon.com/TMS. Thank you for those who do. It is literally the lifeblood of the show. We are able to do it because of you. We actually have some cool ideas about adjusting a certain goal we'll be getting to you guys about sometime soon. So we'll let you know. Very excited about that. Anyway, you can check that out at patreon.com/TMS. For everything else, go to frogpants.com/TMS. All the links, all the contact details, our Twitter, all that stuff is there. Brian.
Yes.
Music, you got something.
Finally got something, or not finally, but I'm finally getting to a request that was made last week. Wanted to finally get it on this episode, at least before it becomes relevant, or irrelevant, really. Jeff wrote in and said, hey, Shock and Braun, I have 1 week left in my contract at my current job, and I would like to hear a track to count it down. I'd love to hear a cover of 1 week. To celebrate, I guess. Here's to hoping for a new job quickly. Love the show, though. Jeff, aka Wind Gem, in the chat.
Nice.
And he sent that last week. So there's still a couple days left in the countdown here, but I want to make sure I get this. So originally, 1 week done by Bare Naked Ladies. You know what Bare Naked Ladies are, Scott?
Mm-hmm. They're a couple of fat guys up in Canada.
Yeah, well, come on. They're fake nudes.
Oh.
Ah, fake nudes.
Got it.
All right. That's not political. This is a cover by the band Cornbread Red. It was recorded as part of the Pinch My Bluegrass, a bluegrass tribute to Bare Naked Ladies, came out in 2006. It's awesome how well the Bare Naked Ladies music translates to bluegrass. Works really, really well. This song is a great example. And because it's done by a bluegrass artist, you're able to hear and understand all the things that that are said in the usual speeded up rap bit that you hear in the original version. Mm-hmm. Here is Cornbread Red and their cover of 1 week.
All right. We'll be back in 1 day. So come on back tomorrow. It's Thursday, Therapy Thursday, all that stuff. So come on back tomorrow for that. We'll see you guys then.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me, cocked your head to the side and said, I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it now, what's your hook, wink? I'll make you stop and think. You think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallow swish. I like sushi cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camfer's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break, a take a faker, like a sticky naked shaker, like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. You gotta see the show cause then you know the vertigo is gonna grow, cause it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad?
Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. A kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. I can't understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me, I still got rug burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, not a moment too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files when the light's on. We're down the liaison. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm frantic. The Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I'll make other films. Okay, I don't make films. But if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better club. Gonna find the time with tiny nubs. So my arms are flying off the backswing. Gotta get in tune with Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime bays. They make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history for losing my shirt. Been 1 week since you looked at me, dropped your arms to the side, said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you. You just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realize we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday you just smiled at me, cause it'd still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Birchmont Stadium, home of the Robbie.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes, get more at frogpants.com.
There you go.
It just sounds like somebody making fun of the guy saying it, but that really